You're listening to What's the Difference with Gina Della, an inside look at entrepreneurship. What makes business thrive and the difference between what succeeds and what doesn't. This is What's the Difference on WTMJ. Now, here's your host, Gina Della.
Good morning and welcome to What's the Difference. I am your host, Gina Della, alongside, of course, with my partner, Ross Sabaki, here on WTMJ. Happy February 15th and Saturday of Valentine's Day weekend, Ross.
It is. Did you get anything for Chris?
We're celebrating tonight.
Oh.
We're going to dinner with the kids. We're celebrating tonight. I might be going to Von Maur on my way home. Oh, they're not open till 10. I don't know what I'm doing. What did you do?
Wait, hold on. So you're going to Von Maur. Is that for yourself or for Chris?
Wow.
I just
know
you too long.
If I'm happy, that is for Chris.
Oh, that's beautiful. When he hears this, Chris, you heard it, right? So when she's happy, you're happy. That's
right?
A lovely life.
Right?
Yes.
Oh, absolutely. My gosh. Well, we are super excited. Well, I don't know if Ross is super excited. Gina is super duper excited. We are going to have an amazing Valentine's Day guest, Valentine's Day weekend guest, Katie Sweetman of Sweet Talks. Her whole world is pink. She lives in a pink palace. Ross, what do you think about that?
Yeah, I saw that when she was out there. She is in a lot of pink, from shoes, sweater. Yeah, she
her
is.
Car.
Her car.
You'll hear about it.
In pink for sure.
We're going to ask her about it.
Yes.
I was so excited to bring Katie here because she is a 32-year-old entrepreneur and a successful 32-year-old entrepreneur in a very competitive industry. You know, MediSpa, where the health and wellness, that whole world is just exploding. And I thought, what a great person to have on and talk about what is the difference with what she does. How did she get to where she is? What is she doing differently? What questions do you think you'll want to ask, Katie?
I'm sure I'm going to have a lot because this is a world I am not familiar with. So there's going to definitely be some questions for me.
Well, she does vitamin injections too, you know. You're familiar with that, right?
You just said injection, which I'm now scared again.
Okay.
Pink, I was scared a little bit. Injection, now you just took to the next level.
Okay, well, at that, please join us. We are so excited when we come back to bring Katie. You are listening to What's the Difference with me, Gina Della, your host.
You're listening to What's the Difference with Gina Della.
Welcome back to What's the Difference. I'm your host, Gina Della. Of course, we're here on WTMJ 620, and don't forget, WTMJ.com. And we are here with our guest, Katie Sweetman. I am so excited to have her, the owner of Sweet Talks in Menominee Falls. What a fun name.
Thank you. Thanks so much for having me. I'm so excited to be here.
When I found out I was going to do this show, literally you were the first person that came to my mind.
Aww.
She's half my age, Ross. I'm
yes.
with Ross. Of course, we can't forget Ross. I get so excited when Katie's next to me. We can't forget Ross is sitting next to me, too, and us. Ross, when you look at Katie, does any color stand out?
There is a lot of pink. And, by the way, I did notice her handbag is something that you would definitely carry around. Maybe a little bit of LV going on there.
Oh, yeah, we got LV going on. Uh-huh. Did you by chance see what car she pulled up in?
I did not, because I was late and you beat me again.
Yeah, I know.
Happy mornings.
6:30 in the morning, it's a miracle. A miracle. First of all, Katie, can you just describe for everyone, and then we'll get into your business, but this is a good precursor to who you are. What car do you drive and what color is it?
I drive a pink Porsche.
I saw it.
You saw it?
Yes, when I walked up, I was like, that's a pretty hot car.
Yeah, she's gorgeous. With Sweet Talks on the license plate.
Yeah.
Can't forget that. We have to keep the branding on par at all times.
Yep.
So...
Well, our show is all about what is the difference, and in so many different things. And there are so many differentiators with you, Katie, and Sweet Talks. Can you just tell everybody what is your business? Let's start with what do you do?
Yeah, so I own a medical spa and wellness spa, I guess now, where we focus on anti-aging treatments and Botox, fillers, skin, and now wellness. But our goals are really to make people feel better about themselves. And that doesn't always mean on the outside, but also on the inside. Mm-hmm. So we're pretty much this beautiful community of humans that focuses on anti-aging mainly.
Now, I think we can agree, hey, Russ, everybody is talking about health and wellness. I mean, 2024, you started to hear about our metabolic markers. Mm-hmm. What the heck are those, right? And it's all about health and wellness. We want to look better, feel better. You know, I wonder what makes you different, because there are a million medi spas, right?
Yeah. Yeah, there are. And I think there's more and more popping up every day, every year. But I think the values that we have within our practice is what makes us really different. And the focus on the patient and the patient experience has always been kind of at the center of my vision for Sweet Talks. And it is to kind of like elevate and redefine what the patient experience is. So that's trying to pull in things that other places are missing, where it's that holistic focus on the patient and giving them this experience where they feel heard, safe, and kind of empowered to be better versions of themselves than the day before.
She's sounding so serious. I wish you all really knew Katie. She is not this serious. I actually wish I would have brought you, Ross. This is what my miss was before this show. I should have brought you to Sweet Talks, because it is an adult female's live dollhouse.
I thought you were going to say heaven. I thought it was going to be an adult female's heaven.
Well, isn't a dollhouse heaven for a girl?
I guess.
It's a playground. It is, Ross.
It's a playground.
It's a playground. Katie, can you please describe your amazing place of business, what it looks like? What's the main color?
Pink. So it's a pink palace, but a tastefully done pink palace.
Yes.
It's kind of got this like candy store-esque vibe to it, because my last name is Sweet Man. So Sweet Talks came from this idea. Actually, my dad and I wanted to always have a candy store or an ice cream store. And so it's always been like a dream to create this candy store. And so that's where this like candy-ish vibe came from. And pink was kind of part of that. And it was like these pink candy stripes that I had. And I'm like, okay, so I want this to be an adult candy store. And that's kind of what we've created.
You all have to look it up online. What's your website?
www.sweettalks.com. So two E's, two T's.
It is the coolest place. I mean, I remember the first time Katie worked on me. I might have had a little work done. Back off. I remember the first time meeting Katie. She had pink rubber gloves.
Oh, yeah.
Like, who doesn't want pink rubber gloves? Greg, you want pink rubber gloves. Mm-hmm. I'm just going to say that right now. Katie, give me two of the craziest things in my favorite dollhouse that are pink at Sweet Talks.
Everything is pretty much pink, right? Like, everything is pink. We have pink lip couches. But, okay, well, what I'll say is my two favorite things that I had to really source. Can I say three?
Yes.
Okay, I have three things that I had to source.
Remember, Greg's not like, looking at us yet, like, with time. So you can
okay,
say
good.
Three.
All right,
scares
good. So
me.
Three. The first one, well, we were talking about elevating this patient experience, which is really what we're about. So we have a coffee shop inside of Sweet Talks, so everybody gets free coffee when they come in for a treatment. And we have a pink espresso machine. Mm-hmm. And, well, I had to have my dad help me with making that pink. We also have a pink ice cream machine. And my third one is my favorite one, which is our pink claw machine.
And what does that do? Wait, I don't know about this. Have I been clawed by it?
I don't think you've used the claw machine. Sometimes we
do
forget.
I need it?
Yeah. Next time you come in, you get, like, when you spend a certain amount, you get to play the claw machine.
Oh, I'm sure I've spent a certain amount.
Yeah, I owe you a couple of claw machines.
Okay, when we come back, we're going back to the claw machine. But you are listening to What's the Difference on WTMJ.
You're listening to What's the Difference with Gina Della.
Okay, we are back with What's the Difference? And I am Gina Della, your host, on the famous statewide signal of WTMJ. Back with Katie Sweetman of Sweet Talks.
Thanks for having me.
No, thank you. Katie, can we get back to the claw? What is the claw?
The claw from Toy Story, you know?
Yes,
no.
100%.
Okay, thank you.
Someone gets it. Oh, sorry. I'm a bad mom.
No, the claw is the claw machine is just something to elevate our patient's experience with us. So it keeps things really fun in such a taboo, kind of scary experience. It's like, how can we make this the most fun and be as different as we can be? And so when you spend a certain amount, you get to attempt at the claw machine. And if you pick up a prize and you get one, there's little gifts in there. Or discounts that you get.
I was just going to ask, what do you win? I was thinking, yeah. Envisioning like a Louis Vuitton purse that you pull out.
There might be one of those in there.
Ooh,
oh my God.
Smart.
Have I reached my limit of dollars?
Maybe.
Okay. Oh my God. I'm so, so excited.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, there's some good ones in there.
All right, Ross, this has got to have... Well, no, wait. I first have one more question for Katie before we go to Ross, because I see Ross writing down all these questions for the love of Pete, because I know secretly his favorite color is pink. I've learned this 11 years ago.
Mm-hmm.
My fisherman scuba diver's favorite color is pink. Katie, you are 32 years old. I could be your mother, by the way. She is so successful. I am so proud of her. But I happen to know when Katie went to college or wanted to talk about what she was going to be when she grows up, it wasn't going to be a Medi-Spa owner. Can you tell us how the heck we got here?
Yeah. I went to college at UW-Milwaukee and then later went to get my nurse practitioners. But right out of college, I was in the ICU. And it was...
A lot of dry skin there.
Oh, yeah, sick.
Yeah.
A lot of sick people.
Yeah.
It was really heavy on the heart. And so I knew I didn't want to be there the whole time, but I actually intended to be a CRNA, which is a nurse anesthetist. And you have to do 2 years of ICU experience to get into school there. So that was my original track. But after a bad day on the unit, I... went home and I Googled happiest nursing jobs.
Oh.
And literally, nurse injector came up. And I was like, that's me. That's what I want to do for the rest of my life.
Oh.
I know. Oh.
There's a happy ending.
Yeah.
That is a happy ending. Yeah. I love it.
I know. Yeah. It was pretty amazing. And I love doing like makeup and stuff for my friends. So it was like the perfect mesh of that like artistic aspect of the medical field. So it was kind of like a match made in heaven.
Oh, Ross, I am so sorry. This is such a girl show and you are so not a girl.
And there's so much pink over here. You have no idea. Listeners, you cannot believe what I'm seeing right now.
Can you just, what questions do you have from a fisherman, scuba diver, all boy father perspective?
Pretty much all boy. That hits it right on the head. Well, I can see why you two align so well. When I heard, you know, not even just personality, which there's a lot of that. But the way that she just talked about her company reminds me exactly of Pella, right? Of the values, the focus on the patient, making sure that experience, that's exactly what we do. The one thing that I kept thinking, though, and I was wondering, do you see, what's the age range that you have your patients coming in? I know you said both male, female. What does that age range look like?
Yeah, it's crazy how vast that is, because yeah. I've seen 18-year-olds, as soon as they turn 18, they want to come in. And then I've seen, I think my oldest patient is 94.
94.
Oh.
I know. Oh. It's just, it's so beautiful because you can impact people's lives at so many different ages. It doesn't matter. It doesn't matter. It's never too late to start. And it's really about how we're making people feel, right? It's that difference that we're making in their lives, not necessarily all on the outside, but on the inside too. And so for a 94-year-old to come in and to just want to feel a little bit of self-love is like the impact that we're looking to make.
Sure, because you're changing their life, and in, like you said,
yes.
Internal, it's so they feel better on
yes.
the inside. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Well, you said artistic. What does that mean?
Yeah, so a lot of what we do is placing products and medications in the face to either erase lines or kind of adjust the face. So you really have to see the face in an artistic way so that people maintain their natural beauty. So, you know, these taboo ideas of you see people in the news or these celebrities that look a little crazy, right? So you have to have some artistry behind what you're doing so that people are just better versions of themselves and not different versions of themselves. So
she's saying so we don't look like Priscilla Presley.
I was thinking of big lips.
Oh my God.
Exactly.
Horse lips, yep.
Yeah. She gives you a boob stress ball to hold on to, by the way, when she talks about injections in the face. It is a boob shape.
And a vibrator.
It's a boob shaped stress ball.
I think breast would have been the perfect one.
Yeah.
But
yeah. Okay, keep going.
Save her. But I think the artistry of it is it's a big deal.
No, that makes sense. Deal, yeah. And my last question I have too, so how do you help? Because I think Gina just said it, right? Like, I'd be scared I'm walking in there, like, I'm going to look like Frankenstein when I leave. How do you show them this is what I think I can do? This is my vision. Mm-hmm. How do you show them what that looks like?
Communication and trust is so important. Okay. So really communicating what we think is possible and listening to the patient. It's that connection that you form with your patient is how you get what they really want. Our slogan is your goals are our goals. And so if that patient wants to look really natural, which mostly all of our patients do, that becomes our goal for them then. And so it's really understanding what that patient wants to achieve and then telling them what we think we can achieve. We post a lot of before and after photos as well on our website, on Instagram, that show kind of the capacity of what we're able to do. But I think it's the connection and becoming so close with your patient where you understand what they really want to accomplish and being able to create that plan together.
And for the way that you talk about it and the way that I can just tell right now too, you truly care about people.
Oh my gosh,
I think that's probably why you're so successful at what you do.
Yeah, it's I think that's the intention behind everything, is just having good intentions and really wanting what's best for people. And I think that's been the backbone of the success and the growth.
Well, as we wrap up in our last 20 seconds, is there anything, you know, what is your favorite part of what you do? I want everyone to know that.
I would say the impact that we make on people. It's been so fulfilling, and I'm so honored of all the people who have allowed us into their lives to help them feel better about themselves, and that impact just keeps growing in different ways. And we really feel like when you make others feel good about themselves, that adds a little bit of happiness back into the world. So we really feel like we're part of something bigger than just an injectable spot.
Isn't she awesome? Katie, my friend, thank you so much for being with us here on What's the Difference. We really appreciate your time. Ross, thank you for putting up with this.
Anytime.
We will be back. You are listening to What's the Difference with me, Gina Della, your host on WTMJ.
You're listening to What's the Difference with Gina Della.
We are back with What's the Difference with me, Gina Della, your host, and Ross Sabaki, who just had quite an education on pink and girl stuff.
Yeah, I'm pinkified at this point.
You are pinkified.
Yes.
What did you learn? What's your takeaway, Ross, Andrew?
A couple different takeaways. That number one, men should not be scared of it. At least that's what she kept trying to reassure me. And I was honestly surprised. Two things. Number one is the age. You know, from that 18 to 94, that definitely surprised me. I didn't expect that one. And I think the other thing is just how truly compassionate and caring of a person she was. You could just feel it, really. You really could. She really cares.
She was an ICU. It takes such a special human to be an ICU nurse. And, you know, in all seriousness, my takeaway, well, I already knew this about her, is, and you brought it up, the culture similar to Pella. Mm-hmm. We really want to provide world-class service, and that's what she does. You walk into her pink palace, and it is a culture of caring and empathy, answers all of your questions. Every I is dotted and T is crossed, and I do feel like I'm at home with her because it reminds me of how we run our business and how we treat our customers, for sure.
Yeah, because I mean, I think if you think about it, and that's a lot of similarity there too as well, is it's not like – the product, right, that we have, which is obviously top notch. It's not about the process. This is about the people. That's what actually makes it. And you can tell, like I said, just by your interaction between the two of you and then how she just holds herself. Like you just said, she truly cares about what happens and what at the end of the day. Yeah.
Right. So and impressed. Something like that, you do have to trust who you're going to. I mean, it's not like you do that every day. Mm-hmm. And I joked I didn't want to look like Priscilla Presley. I just wanted to touch up a little bit so I didn't look 60, maybe look 55. You know, and it's just little dabble here and there. And then, of course, you can go quite extreme. And she listens. She's a great, great active listener.
Well, and if I hold you back on that, and after you did that, because the one, there's a couple things she said, but one of them is after you went through and you had some of that stuff done, I have to imagine that you felt better about yourself when you looked at yourself in the mirror.
Oh, between, you know, many people follow me and know I've lost 62 pounds and it got to the point I didn't even want to go out anymore. And then you have all, you know, this extra skin everywhere. And yes, just looking in the mirror, it has made me feel a lot better. I mean, and hopefully I don't look like a plastic mannequin.
You don't look like a plastic
mannequin. Okay, thank
you. If
that
was your goal, you probably should go back.
Good answer.
No.
Well, we are super excited for next week. We are going to be talking about a little bit more serious topic. I get asked all the time about mentoring. It's my favorite thing to do. I travel and mentor. I get asked from different industries to mentor. And I'm excited to talk about that with you, Ross.
Yeah, and I think where a lot of this came from, right, we had some really good guests from the JJs, from Loyal Family, and, you know, and then obviously Katie from Sweet Talks here. And one of the things that I wanted to really talk to you more about and spend some time with is those are great people, right? They didn't start as great people, but they became great people with the help of others. And I wanted to, because my personal experience with you is you have been my mentor for 11 years. And so I think it's helpful to share that with other people of like the things that you do and how you do it. And you know, I think that's just a good topic for us.
Awesome. All right. You got your little teaser for what's next week, Saturday. That is it for us today, Ross, and thanks for joining us. You are listening to What's the Difference with Gina Della, your host on WTMJ, and don't forget, WTMJ.com.